heart started pounding as I listened to what was said. 'Cause in my head I never thought it could happen to me. But I recall what I was taught in the 34th chapter of the Book of Psalms. In spite of our afflictions, He'll deliver us from them all. My trust still lies in You. I know You're gonna bring me through this trial, but I'm not ending now. I know it's gonna get hard sometimes, and when those moments come, I'll rest within Your arms and give You praise for what's about to come. No matter how long it takes, I'll never give up my praise. So while I wait, I'll be patiently praising You. Renew my faith, 'cause the pain is saying opposite of what the Bible says in the book of James. The proud faith shall save the sick. The Lord will raise him up once again. Yeah, that encourages me to praise Him along the way to my breakthrough.
My trust still lies.
I'm still trusting You.
Show.
We're rolling in the 10 o'clock hour. We welcome you to the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. We affectionately call this group the Hamp Camp, and I thank you for being a part of it. Let's get to our Bible Jeopardy clue this morning from the category In the Beginning. And here we go for 600 points. What was the first animal that left Noah's Ark? Was it a raven, a dove, a sheep, or a pigeon? Which one? A raven, a dove, a sheep, or a pigeon? You have an answer, you can get with me at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500, and we'll be glad to talk with you. You can also use social media. The Wade Hampton Facebook Messenger is available for you. Remember, put who is or what is in front of your response, if you don't mind. Here's Norman Hutchins with I'm Still Alive.
Come on, let's have some church.
Living miracle.
Come on, say.
I am
living miracle.
Living miracle.
Oh, God, say.
I am.
Oh, yes.
Living miracle.
I thank the Lord.
I thank the Lord. I am still alive.
Say it again for me, please.
I am.
Oh, God.
Living miracle.
Oh, I am.
I am.
Living miracle.
Living miracle.
Say, I am. And you blessed me with my strength, oh God. You let me live to see another day, yeah. Without you, Lord, I don't know where I would be.
I am
oh.
Living miracle.
Come on, help me say.
I am
living miracle.
Living miracle.
Let's go. is KAYT and KQJOFM. Five cities strong all day long. 4/7.
That's my only station. New music now.
Full of something tonight. I'm full of possibilities tonight. And every possibility in me must manifest. Somebody lift up your hands and say it's time for me to manifest. Oh, I wish I had somebody to declare it. Somebody say it's time for me to manifest.
Tonight. Come on, I just need every worshiper, anybody that's not ashamed of the Lord. Come on, lift your hands and say it with us.
You are what I need.
Everything he declared about you. Come on, I need you to nudge your neighbor, look at somebody and let them know. You are, yeah.
You are what God designed
you to be, yeah.
Hey, everybody prophesy over yourself. Say it with great conviction right now.
Something. You wanted the very best gospel music in the world. You've got it right here in the Hamp Camp. The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show on KAYT. KQJOFM. Jonathan Nelson right there with brand new music. It's called Manifest. Good morning on this Wednesday, the 13th of January. We're pleased to be here with you. Got an announcement to make for you concerning an Alexandria legend, the funeral arrangements for attorney Edward Larvadane Jr. Just got this from Facebook from his son, Malcolm. The walk-up and drive-through viewing is going to be at Progressive Funeral Home this Sunday. Walk-up and drive-through viewing at the Progressive Funeral Home this Sunday from 12 noon to 5 p.m. Now, there's going to be a private ceremony that's going to be held Monday, Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. And he says in his post that if anyone deserved a homecoming celebration, it would be his dad. However, that's going to be a reckless thing, having everyone come to a funeral. So it's going to be private because of COVID-19. And that's the same pandemic that claimed the life of attorney Larvadane. And Malcolm says he appreciates the calls, the texts, the Facebook condolences. He's read them or listened to them and, you know, not necessarily in the mood for conversation right now. But he did want us to know that there's going to be a walk-up and drive-through viewing at Progressive Funeral Home. That's going to be this Sunday from 12 noon to 5 p.m., where the public can come and show their gratitude and their love for a man who blazed a trail that many of us have followed through here in Central Louisiana. Attorney Edward Larvadane Jr. Passed away this past Friday from COVID-19, and our thoughts and our prayers and our love goes out to his entire family. And so our hearts are saddened, but you know what? He's with the Lord. And that's the good news in all of this. Amen. Hey, listen, we've got birthdays and anniversaries coming up in just a few moments. Want to take time to recognize some folks who've called me throughout the show. Want to say hi to Terry in Alexandria, Martha in Monroe, Miss Diane in Monroe, Brother James and Brother Chris. They're all from Monroe. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. We'll be right back.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
This year's MLK celebration, because of social health concerns, will be observed privately through various media outlets. The Alexandria Citywide Revival Crusade will provide constant radio and television reminders of Dr. King's dream of equality, unity, peace, and prosperity for all people, regardless of race, color, religion, or creed. Although public gatherings for parades, speeches, and services are suspended for the moment, we will continue to honor the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We're asking you to continue to remember what he stood for and work toward making his dream come to fruition.
The world is all messed up. The nation is sick. Trouble is in the land. Confusion all around. But I know somehow that only when it is dark enough can you see the star.
The Alexandria Citywide Revival Crusade chairman is Pastor Clarence Dupar Jr. The co-chairman is Pastor Michael Grimes. And the advisor, Pastor Wesley Lotz Jr. The Alexandria Citywide Revival Crusade is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Kelly's Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784 or our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
Introducing Kai Detox Tea from Tava, a leader in the health and dietary industry. Sip and savor the flavor of Kai Detox Tea. Kai Detox Tea can gently and effectively cleanse your body of everyday impurities and help you feel your very best. Kai Detox Tea contains all natural ingredients and can be served hot or cold. For increased energy and weight loss, it's Tava Kai Detox Tea. Available now at 318-623-9503 or 318-319-8472. This message is brought to you by Fannie Reed, a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Too much stuff and not enough space. Minimax Self-Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control, whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's Minimax Self-Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of Minimax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C and D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507. Anointed King Cuts. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way. Anointed King Cuts. You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cuts is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is the Live Hope Minute. I had a friend who wanted to live the life of his dreams, but it took getting fired from a steady job of 25 years to move him in that new direction. He had been working in a ministry for nearly 25 years, but always struggled being content with the positions he held. But his dream was not more leadership, more stress, or more hours working. His dream was something that looked a bit more like self-employment, something that would afford him more flexibility of schedule to spend time with his family. God knew his heart, just like he knows your heart. Sometimes we get caught in the surface stuff when God is working underneath the surface, seeing into the depths of our heart, as my friend discovered when he was let go through the ministry's downsizing. Hope goes beneath the surface to the depths of our hearts and helps to eliminate the barriers to bringing our wildest dreams to life.
This is what it means to live hope.
All right, it's time for us to celebrate birthdays today on this 13th day of January 2021. I've got friends, and here they are. Happy birthday to Laquanda Harrell, Bobby Batiste, Eugene Miller II, Mrs. Vanessa Cooper, Lily Lott, Kelvin Reed, Stacy Lynn Mayu Sykes, Michelle Jones, Sean John, Kelvin D. Reed, Sheila McVeigh, Robera C. Milo, Jenny Love Kent, Reginald Taylor, Dominique Sapp, Yolanda Burns, and happy birthday to Kayla and Eunice, Chelsea and Oberlin, and Marvin Jones. Happy birthday. And everyone who celebrates their birthday around the globe today, we hope that you live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday from the Wade Hampton Show.
And of course, if you run across any of the birthday people around town, or if you've missed anyone, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. All right, let's turn our attention to today's Bible Jeopardy. It's from the category in the beginning for 600 points. What was the first animal that left Noah's Ark? Was it a raven, a dove, a sheep, or a pigeon? Well, the book of Genesis chapter 8 has the correct response. And if you said, what is a raven, you would be correct. What is a raven is the correct response to today's Bible Jeopardy clue. Good for you. You see, Noah first sent out a raven, which went to and fro until the waters were dried up from the earth. Now, we're not told explicitly that the raven never returned, but it's a reasonable deduction that the raven never came back. Now, the remaining verses tell of Noah sending out a dove, which first returns to the ark because there was no place to land. Then 7 days later, it's sent out and returns with an olive branch.